You're listening to SBS News.
The speed of which vaccines have been developed has surprised much of the world. It's been so fast, Britain's approved the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine this week and is already rolling out a mass vaccination program.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
That's it. We're all done.
But it's that pace that's also led to some hesitation and scepticism over whether it's safe.
Thanks, Molly. I'm sorry.
Here in Australia, Dr. Abhishek Verma has spent the best part of the year quelling his patients' concerns about COVID-19. Now the Melbourne-based GP is dispelling myths about the potential vaccine.
We've had a lot of questions about the vaccination. Is it going to be safe? Is it going to be mandatory? Is it going to be potentially dangerous? And that's something that we're working to address in a general practice setting.
He's made it his goal to keep his patients up to date with the facts and prepared for when it's time to get the jab.
So as frontline general practitioner clinicians, what we're doing is having open dialogues with patients and addressing their concerns in each clinical encounter that we have. So patients who might have concerns about, for example, the safety of a vaccination or whether it should be mandatory, we try to use evidence-based practice to promote what we believe is a safe and effective vaccination.
So where is Australia at when it comes to rolling out a mass vaccination program? In light of the decision to abandon the University of Queensland's vaccine candidate over potential interference with HIV testing, the government has invested in three options. Firstly, it's boosted its purchase of the Oxford University AstraZeneca vaccine to 53.8 million doses. It's yet to be approved anywhere, but results suggest it's 90% effective. 51 million doses of the US company Novavax option have been ordered, which also need further trials, and 10 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, rated 95% effective, are on their way, but unlike the others, its new M or messenger RNA technology can't be produced on Australian soil yet. Epidemiologist from the University of South Australia, Professor Adrian Esterman, says Australia has also joined the World Health Organization's COVAX initiative, a program consisting of over 189 countries that have vowed to share any successful vaccines.
Now that gives us access to about 10 other vaccines that are currently being developed, one of them being Moderna, which has just gone to the Federal Drug Administration in the US for emergency authorization. So we would get access to that eventually as well.
But as to when those vaccines will be available for distribution here is still unknown. Professor Esterman says the nation's drug regulatory body, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, or TGA, has very strict guidelines when it comes to approving potential vaccines. And he adds, considering Australia's current COVID-free status, there's no need to hurry.
In Australia, we've now had several days without any COVID-19 in the country. We are in a wonderful position. And there really is no hurry now to get the vaccine. So our TGA, who are our regulating authority, would much rather wait to get the full trial results, look at them carefully, and then give them a big tick, and we can then start vaccinating. That should happen for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine at about March-ish.
But for any vaccination campaign to be successful, the vast majority of people need to be well informed and willing. Right now in Australia, there's concern some of the country's minorities aren't being engaged. Dr. Verma says for certain new migrant groups, language barriers and a lack of culturally appropriate healthcare options means they're often left out of the conversation.
They have, traditionally always been somewhat disenfranchised and hard to engage in general practice and primary care. So I think those people will have specific barriers because they may be more prone to being, misinformed if they're not getting the information from accurate sources.
State and federal government departments have been criticised this year for communication errors with Australia's multicultural communities during the pandemic, from poorly translated information to a lack of consultation with cultural representatives. It meant people often turned to unofficial sources for their facts. Adil Salman, a spokesperson for the Islamic Council of Victoria, says he's heard of misinformation being spread online within Australia's Muslim community.
A lot of misinformation happening online, and I think it's really important that the right messaging is promoted effectively, because there'll be a lot of fear-mongering, a lot of conspiracy theories spread. A lot of that happens online, so we need to make sure that the messaging can cut through all of that. And we have trusted sources delivering that message in an appropriate way.
Mr. Salmon says a public education campaign spread widely by trusted and diverse sources in the population is crucial. He added, battling vaccine misinformation isn't just a challenge facing Australia's multicultural community, but the entire population.
But I also think they need to start now. I know that the vaccine is not likely to be rolled out until, say, maybe February or March next year. They should be starting the information and awareness campaign now. And I think it is a public information campaign, a public safety campaign. They need to approach it that way. And they shouldn't be waiting, I guess, until we're ready to start injecting people. They should be starting now. It's important they do so.
The Australian Department of Health told SBS News in a statement it will continue to consult and seek advice and recommendations from the peak multicultural organisations and stakeholders on the COVID-19 response, which will include the development and delivery of the vaccine implementation and communication strategy. It's also just established a culturally and linguistically diverse communities COVID-19 health advisory group, which met for the first time this week. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.